This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel. And I immediately have a story to tell. Okay. I can't wait. So, Sean and I, you ever think you researched something enough and then it turns out you didn't? Mm-hmm. Okay. We decided we wanted a tarantula.
Why?
It's hard to say. But we decided we wanted one, and I had my heart set on one called a Brazilian Black. So I researched the Brazilian Black, and then when I went to the expo, they didn't have any. So I said to the lady, what kind do you recommend?
That was my watch, I apologize.
It's fine.
It's probably telling me to take more steps because I'm lazy because I broke my back. All right.
She said, I recommend this one. It's called a Striped Knee Tarantula. And I said, perfect. The enclosure I have is set up with a spot for it to burrow. And she cut me off and was like, they don't burrow. And I was like, okay, cool. And she was like, and they're really slow and docile. And I was like, great. So we took it home and we attempted to rehouse it into its enclosure. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that it instantaneously shot out of the plastic container, crawled up the side of the enclosure, yeeted itself out of the enclosure and onto the floor, where Sean and I immediately were like, ah, because we're both bitches.
No, why would you do that to
yourself? We had to throw a clear bowl on top of it and then get a cookie sheet and slide it underneath and then like transport it back to the enclosure. So then we decided, hey, we should research this species because everything she said feels like a lie.
Yeah, it does feel like a lie, doesn't it?
Do you know what everything on the internet said? Everything on every video? It said, these are very bolty and will in fact sprint away, completely unprovocated. Doesn't like to eat, will go months on end and you won't even see them, and loves to burrow.
Perfect.
I said, so you filthy bitch liar. I will not even name the place I got him from, because what
you filthy bitch.
Filthy lies I was told. The moral of the story is, the tarantula's fine, I'm scarred for life, and we now have a pet that we can't fucking touch.
Oh.
It's not like we were going to hold it anyway. We were just going to give it a nice little spider life.
Ew, what's a nice spider life? That's gross.
A nice terrarium, feed it crickets once a week, give it water, let it just, it's Ugh. Cute. It's got cute little fuzzy fangs.
It's not cute.
It wasn't cute what it did to me yesterday.
No.
It wasn't cute at all. So
it wouldn't be.
That's the real creepy story for the day.
Oh.
And that's all the enjoyment of my life. That's all that's happened. I've been breeding snakes.
Ow.
I hurt.
That was my hip. That wasn't even my back. That was my hip. We got problems.
Yes, tell the people how you threw out your back.
Well, as I'm in the last year of my 20s, I was lifting a plant off the ground, simply. That was all.
When you get to your 30s.
So, and I completely pulled my back out. Like, I literally stood up and I was like, oh, I heard something.
And, like, you're not just 29, you're a fit 29. Like,
I could go to the gym
29.
More.
She's a fit 29. She takes care of her body, she eats well. She looks great. She's a fit 29. Me at 29, you'd be like, that tracks. That's how she threw her back. You at 29, I got at least 20 pounds per titty, so we know how I throw out my back.
Yeah,
it's
bending. I just simply bent over and picked something up.
One time I threw out my back, I'm pretty sure, like, I threw out my neck, like, turning my head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how I did it this time.
Yeah.
Is it your lower back or your upper?
Oh, it's my lower back.
Of course it is.
Right in the place that it matters.
Yeah, right in that little dip there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the important thing is we didn't cancel.
Yes.
Spiders be damned.
I wasn't going to do that again.
Back pain be damned. Maddie was like, we're gonna push through.
We've had some situations. It's fine.
You all know. We're not even going to. You all know. You know. know who we are, move on. You know what we're about. It's tragic. What are we talking about today?
Well, first, the strain. I'm just going to turn this towards me. We are also sharing a mic because of situations that are beyond our control. So, the strain is called Deleted Scene.
Oh, I like that.
And it's a cross between, I guess, Kerpal Fantasy and Cement Shoes, which Cement Shoes have had before. Apparently, well, I don't remember, but apparently the exhale is similar to like a toasted marshmallow flavoring. There's limonene and Kerpal Fantasy is mainly an indica strain that has like deep hues of purple and are supposed to give you like an easy, relaxed, euphoric effect. So, Cement Shoes, being the other cross, is also a strong indica, which is crossed from Animal Cookies and OGKB and Wet Dream, which is lovely.
I don't know how that combination makes something called Concrete
Shoes. Cement Shoes. Concrete Shoes. it is an ideal strain for smoking at night. Or
I guess so, if it's giving you wet dreams.
I mean, that's one of the parent strains.
Oh, never mind. You don't know people.
Ow. Coughing really hurts when you pull out your back. Okay. Ideal for not leaving the house and gives you a very full body high that's supposed to send you into an extended stay on the nearest sofa, which sounds fantastic.
That sounds delightful to me.
So those are the two strains that this strain is a cross between. And it's very likely to help with pain, anxiety, insomnia, stress, depression. It has like a gassy cookie dough flavoring at first. And then the exhale, like I said, is like a toasted marshmallow and Nutella topping.
That's so specific, and you have to let me know if it tastes like that.
So... it's usually like at least 20%, but this one was 31.
Anything above 30 and sis is sleeping, whether it's indica, sativa, it doesn't matter, like I'm going to bed.
31. Yeah, I needed it.
For your spine pain?
Mm-hmm. For my horrible choices in life.
No one can fault you, kid.
Yeah, I would say... probably these are all accurate.
And that's not all that.
Thanks. So what we're talking about today, just to pop off of that.
Just to go right from the start into the episode because y'all have waited long enough.
it's called Invisible String Theory, and it's because I saw a bunch of TikToks and went into a hole.
As one does.
But you can take it many ways. Some people think it's really romantic. I think it's pretty creepy in different ways.
What is it exactly?
But, so imagine love being represented by a piece of string. And this connection is obviously this little piece of string held by two people on different sides. And at the start, it's just like a thin little string, and then like as the connection grows, other factors around the people that hold the string there could cause a lot of pressure on that string, but under the right conditions it has the ability to become a quote magical force.
Oh, a magical force.
With, you know, like over time it becoming stronger and stronger, I guess, until the two of you are brought together.
So the string gets stronger and stronger, the invisible string, until you meet.
Mm-hmm. So some people call it fate, destiny. For anyone who believes in soulmates, I guess this is the idea that this is the pathway to them, which a lot of people do believe. And in 2021, it says 60% of U.S. adults believe in the idea of soulmates, with 64% of those people being women and 55% being men.
100% of the 60% of adults.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah. I was stuck on it for a second and then my brain got a hold of that.
This is a good strain if you don't want to remember math.
If you don't want to remember anything tedious and miserable, such as math.
God, it's so miserable. But obviously with soulmates, there isn't just one type. So there's love, there's best friend, there's all these different soulmates that people believe in. And the invisible string theory comes into play for people who are, like, I guess, hopelessly romantic. Or that's what they say they are.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I mean, yeah.
I feel like I do because my connection with Sean was so specific and so random.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like so, it took off from like the second we met. Mm-hmm. It was just like we were always going to be together. And even that's not to say like you don't go through hard things, like as mm-hmm. this theory states, the string, she be tested. And we've both done things like throughout the relationship that whatever, but I don't know. It just always is like my person. You can do it. That lid was so loud. I just feel like Sean feels like when I, you ever been sick and you just want to go home and be in your bed?
Mm-hmm.
Sean is a representation of that feeling in a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever's going on, I just want to tell him about it. Mm-hmm. Whatever's hard, I just want to hug him about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I believe in soulmates. I believe it takes work, but I believe in it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I believe, like, men are still D-bags, and they got a lot of training.
Yeah, because I do believe that people use the term so that they can, like, take advantage of the other person in the relationship as well.
No one else will love you like I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all these people were, like, posting videos about the invisible string theory, which had connected them to their soulmate, sometimes for years unknowingly before they finally got together. For some, they knew the person, like, the whole time. It was only when the timing was right that the couples finally got together.
Okay, so this is basically saying, like, you could... The person could be in your life, mm-hmm. and you just don't even know them mm-hmm. until the time. Or it could be like you do.
Or you
know
do
them.
Know them, yeah, but it's not.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bite. I like it.
So, basically, you could already be tied to your soulmate. Theoretically.
I find it more creepy than not creepy. I don't want to be tied to some motherfucker when I'm like 8.
Yeah.
It's giving Jacob and Bella's baby from Twilight.
Ooh.
It's giving
Renesmee. So, like, okay. Now imagine you're looking through some old photographs from a school trip to Paris, and you recognize someone familiar sightseeing in the background of your group shot. It seems impossible, but when you look closer, the face becomes clear. It's your current boyfriend, only you just started dating him 6 months ago after you went on a blind date in London. Turns out you were both on holiday there the same week but never met.
Mm. It is interesting.
That would be weird.
It would be weird knowing I was the same place as them at the same time.
Yeah.
Creepy. Yeah. I don't know that I like it.
That's creepy. Yeah, basically all these content creators are saying, you know, the phenomenon of meeting the one and later realizing they'd crossed paths with this person many times before without realizing it at the time. In other words, the idea that your person is hidden in plain sight until the universe decides it's the optimum time. And it doesn't just relate to romantic partnerships. One poster describes being born one day apart in the same hospital as their current best friend, but not meeting again until they were 11. And now they live together.
I just think that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, we shared a hospital nursery together. Remember that? Like, no thanks.
Weird.
They had, like, the same nurse.
Mm.
born on the same day or day apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's less creepy for me with friends than romantic relationships for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the friends, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. The romantic ones, I'm like, what a stalker. How dare you be on my field trip with me?
Weird. Yeah. This woman, Chloe, and her now husband went on holiday to Las Vegas at the same time, attended the same magic show, were on the same strip when the clocks turned midnight, even taking pictures of themselves on different sides of the same fountain without ever once bumping into each other. Mm-mm. Prior to that, he lived down the street from her best friend. Her brothers studied karate at the place where he was a teacher, and they attended many of the same political protests over the years, but they didn't meet until 2 years ago on Bumble.
Fucking Bumble.
Before getting married.
Bumble for the win. The universe couldn't do it, but Bumble said,
here you go. Golly. And theoretically, they were in the right place in the right time to be in a successful relationship. So they say. But there are similar ideas of this that go back very far in history. In East Asia, the legend of the red thread of fate, a Chinese folklore legend, claims two people destined to be true loves have an invisible red cord binding them together so that even if they are separated by time, distance, or obstacles, they will find their way back to one another.
Mm. You know what's funny?
That's cuter.
In tarot and in like spiritual work, mm-hmm. if you have like a twin flame or a soulmate that you can't like separate from, they'll do a cord cutting ceremony where they'll actually like wrap two candles in cord and then like cut it
and interesting burn
it. Mm-hmm. They're like, fucking string theory my ass,
bye-bye.
They're taking that shit serious.
In Plato's The Symposium, humans originally began as two-headed, four-armed, and legged beings who were then split in two on the command of Zeus, leaving them destined to roam the earth seeking the other half. Don't see the relevance.
There are two souls in two separate bodies that are destined to roam until they find their other half.
Oh.
Look, you had a really good edible. Okay, I'm here. I've got you. I realized
okay, that does make sense.
One of us needed to do this.
Ah, okay. All right, well, yeah.
Carrying on.
Let's see. So, other, like, films, books, TV shows, such as Past Lives, Normal People, One Day, Sliding Doors, When Harry Met Sally, explore the theme of missed connections and destined meetings. So kind of like the theory of everything, the law of physics, which emerged from the work of numerous physicists, suggests that the building blocks of the universe are not particles, but incredibly tiny strings.
There's an episode of The Big Bang Theory where Sheldon is trying to solve string theory, and it flashes forward, and he and Penny have been, like, talking, and at the end, like, her hair is all messed up, and she's like, oh my god, did we just solve string theory? And he's like, no, honey, not even close, but, like, you did a really good job. I don't know. I don't watch that show, but it was a funny scene, like, watching him
do all the equations. String theory is a physics thing that I have no idea about, because I never took physics.
Well,
couldn't help you with that, but
I know it involves
it's
strings.
Separate. Yeah.
Okay, so not those strings, but there
so
are
yeah,
strings.
Like this. The building blocks of the universe are incredibly tiny strings. I don't know what that means or why there are formulas involved, but good for them.
Yeah, I'll never understand formulas. I'll be like, I don't need to know if X equals Z. Is it a planet or is it an X? What is it? Tell me what the thing is.
What are we doing here?
Carrying the Y.
Literally. It says, coincidences normally have a fairly logical explanation, as if you have similar interest values and you're more likely to feel it's obviously a good match when you do meet.
I mean, fair. Like, you ran in similar circles because you had similar interests, so when you do finally meet, like...
Also, you're more primed to seek out similar experiences. So whether that's a concert or going to the supermarket at the same time. So, you know, theoretically, if you live in the same town as this person for your whole life and you don't start dating right away, it doesn't mean that it's not, like, due to the geography or, like, just obvious situation.
Yeah. We're doing great. It's basically saying, if I understand you correctly, that geographically, if you're living in the same area all this time, like, eventually you're going to run into one another.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm. See, I learned stuff in school.
That's great. Oh, and this could also, like, obviously have negative consequences because if it's a, like, not unhealthy relationship, an unhealthy relationship, it could keep you in that harmful situation.
Which is where cord cutting comes in.
Yeah.
Spiritual cord cutting. See, I know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it applies to this specific string theory, but...
Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in a relationship with someone you believe is the one for you, but they are displaying red flags, they might stay for longer than is advisable. And be careful to always be aware of your current relationship and whether they're the right fit for you, because your emotional well-being should always come first.
Let me clarify for those of you who aren't getting it. If he's a piece of shit, I don't care what string connects you, cut that bitch.
Yeah. And run. Him. And him.
Is it recording us? I feel like it's making the tiniest little blips.
It is.
Okay. But
do you want me to pause it?
Okay, we're back. I made her check it because I didn't believe her, but she was correct. What a shock.
It is just very small. Don't know why. Okay. Okay. A psychotherapist and founder of a practice examines a recent study that found that married couples who... Reminisced.
Oh my
god.
You don't care about
it. It doesn't help my goddamn back that much, but it really gets me high. Who reminisced tended to be more satisfied with the relationship and feel warmer and closer to their partner than those who didn't, which makes sense, I guess. And another author believes for some, finding patterns, trends, and consistencies within their own lives actually enables them to exercise a degree of creative autonomy over their experiences.
Okay.
And looking for theories or broader destiny explanations for events can enable an individual to create a personal narrative.
Yeah.
Around the things that happened to them, which can be helpful for discovering a sense of meaning or purpose.
Okay, so they're basically saying some people need these theories in order to find their purpose and in order to feel like things make sense, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I support that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still creepy thinking that, like, Sean was fucking dicking around my field trip when I was little. Get your own fucking field trip, first of all.
First of all, you gotta look at some pictures. And then it says, take a look at the person whom you believe is your soulmate. Do your pasts overlap in ways that are unique and feel like something played a role in you coming together? Is there a connection that's deeper than what you've had with the others? Was the path to each other complicated, but now everything feels right?
I will say, like, our beginning was extremely serendipitous.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely, like... I have never felt this way with anybody else before, but I saw him with my eyes and was like, I'm gonna be with that person. I remember, you could call my mom right now, and I remember I met him at work and I was car shopping and I said, Mom, I can't explain it, but there's this really good looking guy at work and I just know we're gonna date, and he's 6'5" and he'll never fit in this car. And she was like, that's weird, but I believe you, whatever. And I ended up getting a different car. And my mom went to a work picnic with me where she met Sean for the first time. And on our way home, she was like, I get it. Like, you guys are going to be together. I can just see it. And he called me that day, and we've been together ever since. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And it was, like, a knowing. I just knew. I saw him, and I was like, that's the one I want to be with. It was really bizarre. Aww. All for me to torture that motherfucker for 15 years straight. Just kidding. It's been, like, 17 years. He probably wishes somebody would cut the string.
No.
He's like, Maddie, please.
No. Send him. Nobody needs that.
She's like, I'm not setting him back out in the wild. He would never survive. Can you imagine him out there with his 30 pack just in this economy? He'd never make it.
No.
He'd be out there like America with his old Trump hat. He'd never survive. He needs me, guys.
No. Yeah, you need each other.
I do need him. Maddie knows. I can't even front to her. I can't do a fucking single thing for myself. I'll be like, babe, I'm thirsty. Babe, I need a snack. Babe. He's probably so sick of the word babe.
Yeah, I needed to be attended to earlier because my spine was literally broken.
Was your babe cooperative?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Highly.
Do I need to defy him and
oh, yeah.
Beat him up?
No, I just need an ice pack, but also a heating pad because otherwise I'll freeze to death.
Yeah, you gotta get that icy hot thing.
Yeah,
it is really nice. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys, we're back from our trip around the sun being 100.
Or a bomb.
Like a THC bomb. Yeah, you don't.
Okay. So, they go on to say, a soulmate isn't always wrapped in the perfect package, physically or in terms of life circumstances, nor does it mean that the relationship will come without challenges. Yet the difference in the life circumstances and the difficult challenges are a strengthening power that becomes the glue that keeps you together through the difficult times and helps you become your most authentic self.
I definitely feel like I'm my most authentic self with Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's seen things.
Mm-hmm.
He's heard things. There's just been things that he wishes. He's bespoke me now. Like, he could never be with someone else. The things he's seen are, like, secrets.
Yeah.
Trade secrets that belong only to our household.
Mm-hmm.
And same.
That makes sense.
Like, we poop with the door open.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't gotten there yet, but...
Like, not deliberately talking to one another, but, like, we're in the space of it's my own house, and if one of us stumbles upon it, we don't make it weird.
Yeah.
But, like, if I need something out of the bathroom, I'm coming in there. I'm coming in there, and I'm having a full conversation with you. I don't care.
That's fair.
So, I will agree that string theory is creepy, yet I also believe that some type of outer force also aids, I think. I think you're meant to be with who you're meant to be with, and no matter how tumultuous the circumstances, you'll get there. Like, I feel that way about you and your partner. Like, you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if we're all honest, we can all think of things that were rocky, but, like, it still somehow works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, for me, I feel like there's some type of help.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows it isn't just my fucking personality. Because he would have tapped. He would have tapped at least 3 personalities ago. At least.
It's many things.
Yeah. It's my devilishly good looks.
Yeah, of course. That's number one.
He's not leaving.
Obviously, but... You know, there's other things, too.
His personality?
Okay. Oh.
Okay. We're going to go so she can rest that day.
No, it's okay.
I mean, it's over.
I mean, I am up. Yeah, I am done.
Okay, so bye.
Okay. Bye.